Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And then I would put Grey Poupon, because that's all the mustard they had, and then a piece of bologna, and then I'd
fancy.
Eat that. That's it. But I would make it on my own.
What kind of bread did you
use? Whatever they had in my mom would buy.
Mike, it was made on panettone.
Pepperidge Farm.
Bueno bread. When I go in there, I'm treated like a three-year-old. I'll walk in and say, how about these organic raisins? Put them back. The hell did I do?
What Frontier is the place where we flew on a plane that had backward-facing seats.
Backwards-facing seats.
And we thought that was a great idea because, hey, this is fun. Until you realize all of our weight and all of our G's on the takeoff is pushing us against the seatbelt.
It's like trying to push the stomach out through a penis hole. Yeah, that's a G-force, boy. Man,
whoa!
Yeah, plane spools up and I'm like,
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday from the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob informed me when we came in this morning that he has some news about his son that he wanted to share.
Yeah.
He's not graduating, right?
No. He's passing, and we might throw a party for that.
All right.
We're very excited.
I understand.
No, he actually, his grades have made a good turn in the second semester. But I've always been a little concerned that he's not really ever had a job. He's done some yard work. He's done some dog walking. But by the time Julia was 16, she'd already been employed twice. And he just lacked that drive. Well, he came to me last night and he said, Dad, do we have any way to laminate anything? I said, no, that's not really something you do at home a lot of time. Why? He said, is it okay if my resume is not laminated? I said, no one would laminate a resume. You would laminate like a placemat at a restaurant.
Or a fake ID.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, not
fake ID is
ID.
The first thing.
That's because really? Is that what you thought?
Yeah. Oh, it's the first thing that popped to mind, that he'll have I could see him having a
if
thriving
anybody
fake
says
ID
laminate
business.
And they're under 21,
by the way,
I think
did
fake
it ever
ID.
Occur to you that now I'm frightened? Did it ever occur to you?
Well, the conversation happened so fast because he said right away about resume, so it did not occur to me. But anyway, he said that his resume.
I'm so sorry. I don't. This is how the show ended yesterday, but I have to stop you.
That's fine.
It didn't occur to you?
Never did.
How old is he?
16. Turned 16.
This is so painful. Remember when he was taking long?
It didn't occur to you? We were just having a talk about
it. We just had this big conversation about laminating.
We just
fake
had a big
IDs.
Talk about that's what you do with fake IDs. That's how you fake driver's
license. Well, no, you buy it in China now, apparently. That's what Maddie
did. My daughter's got it in China.
Yeah, so, but that's not the only way. People still try to make fake IDs with laminators.
Well,
so go ahead and let's. I don't want to do this to you.
Now you got me thinking.
Oh, Jesus, Rob.
I'm sure that wasn't what was on his mind.
This is what happened when we were like, you know, Robert's taking long naps all the time. I don't know. He's napping in the middle of the day. He's just napping a lot.
But I mean, it would be a tall order, certainly for a 16-year-old to do that. But let me hear the rest and then we'll discuss.
Okay. The thing that threw me is I was just dismissive of the fact that he thought for some reason a resume would have to be laminated. I said, no, if you really want to go all out, print a resume on cardstock. And why do you need a resume? I know we worked on one a little while ago. Have you applied somewhere? He says, yeah, I have my second interview today. So can you be home so I can have the car for the interview at 5:00? I said, absolutely. Where are you interviewing? My son is interviewing second time. First was a phone interview, but this is in person. He's interviewing at Wegmans.
Never mind.
Did the lamination thing end as quickly as
it
started?
Yeah, it's done. In fact, I gave him a piece of cardstock. We printed out his resume that he did on Google.
All right, so then I don't think there's it. No. And it's just his lack of experience would beg that question. Yeah. That's why he's going to be... Look, I know you hate the store, but he's... you've got to be thrilled that he wants to get into the grocery game.
Here are the good things.
And that's incidentally what Rob refers to it as.
I worked in, I was in big grocery for years. But
he's following
in
your footsteps.
He's fifth generation grocery.
Literally.
Because I did it. My mom did it. Big Daddy ran a grocery store.
So if he gets the gig.
Which is what?
He'll be working at a better team. He'll be playing for a better team than you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he'll be playing with a different team. No, he'll playing with a big.
No. He's playing for the.
Wegmans is better.
Are you going to say that the Chesterbrook Market in 1947, owned and operated by William Stalkup, was a lousy grocery store?
Or the Richmond Safeway?
The Richmond Safeway was a pile of.
All right, thank you very much.
Wegmans is a first class grocery.
It certainly has that reputation.
How did you know? What did he tell you about it?
Well, it turns out that his dazzling urbanite friend, Ben, just a really connected fellow, good, smart, bright kid, does a lot of breathing through his mouth. He got a job at Wegmans because Ben is a little older. He's been driving longer. And I said, what in God's name would anyone hire Ben for? Ben works the sandwich counter at Wegmans.
Fun.
So that's where Robert is applying.
That's
to make
a
sandwiches.
Seat of activity. That's
Tell
like
me
the
about
beehive.
It. Right?
That's where all the good stuff. The sandwiches are right next to all the good food.
Right.
The prepared food and the bakery and all that wonderful stuff.
Jesus.
That's a dream game. But that's a tough job.
It
on
is a tough job.
Tubes of meat.
So here's good. Fifth generation grocery employee. Great. Company that has a general good reputation among most people.
They're opening stores, not closing stores.
That's right.
Right.
I'm glad
to go
he
out
took-
of my mind. If we had one down, if we got one down where I live, I'd go. Out of my mind. That's how spectacular that grocery store is. I know you hate it.
I don't know.
Did he do it to hurt you, you think?
What's that?
Did he do it to hurt you?
No, he did it because Ben got a job there, and I think he thought, hey, if Ben can do it, anyone can.
Okay. Is he aware? Well, is he in any way, you know, he doesn't listen to the show. Is he aware of your feelings on Wegmans?
Oh, yeah. He's been with me when I was rude to a clerk
when
once
you rant?
There. Yeah, I ranted a little bit in the store. The rant was... did you find everything you were looking for? And I said, no, I didn't. And I didn't find the thing that was there that you said was there when I called and asked if you had it. And I looked and it wasn't there.
You
so,
never
no.
yell like that. You didn't yell like that.
I raised my voice. It was enough.
He raised his voice.
It was enough to make Julia and Robert walk away from me at the check stand.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
So, yeah.
So it was a minor, a potential scene?
It was a potential scene. And I was unhappy.
Would it rate up with the scene that I made at the Enterprise counter?
Yeah, I'd say it's a tie.
You didn't use profanity, though.
Wasn't hateful. It was you were annoyed.
I used profanity before
you didn't let
that.
20 people in line here. F this company.
No.
Very, very. And I literally
burn
said
it to
that.
The ground.
This was at the end of the. This is the same trip though that at the Wegmans in Leesburg, they have a toy train that circles around.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
That'd be great for
and
kids.
And I was at the really at the end of my rope. And Pony, I'm going to have you bleep a second time. I'm sorry. Robert said, come on, Dad, look at the train. And without even thinking, I said, F the train.
Oh, Rob.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'll have a chance to work in there. I'm sorry, Robert.
Find out if he got the job?
We should find out. We should have news on Monday.
And will he get an employee discount if he's there? And if he does,
oh my
you
God,
have to shop
on
there.
On food.
Oh,
you
God,
have to shop
love
there.
Food.
Okay.
You love discounts.
Yeah, you
discounts.
Love food and you love just, you love discounts.
Working the man.
Okay,
like working
how
the man.
About this?
The
how Wig about man. This? Maybe he can shop and bring it home, but I'm not going there. I'm not going to darken
will
that
your
door.
Wife go there?
Of course.
Oh, then she you'll
does
get
she
the family
how does
discount?
She feel about Wegmans?
She doesn't do a lot of the shopping, so I don't know that she has a real opinion about it.
That's funny.
Let's move forward. Let's move forward.
Many tasks in the household are split, and that's one that falls to me, usually.
But you are that
you
is,
do the grocery shopping?
A lot of times, yeah. But you know what? She doesn't go to Wegmans a lot. I think she shares the fact that I think Wegmans is it's too much.
It's expensive.
My baloney has a vagina. It's R-O-B-B. Anyway, I'm sorry. You do the grocery shopping.
I do.
Look at the man. Of course he does.
I want it done right, don't I?
I have to say this, and it's just the way I feel. I cannot. I can go. If I haven't been
and I'm
in a
okay
while,
that you just called me a vagina because I grocery shop. Don't think
that.
Have a
vagina.
Don't think that.
I know. And that's sexist, and my apologies to all the.
I don't think it's sexist.
Here it is.
Sexy.
I will once in a while.
Yeah.
I won't mind popping in to a grocery store. In fact, I go frequently.
Right.
But I am burned out in a grocery store so quickly. I get to hating it so quickly.
See, you go in with the wrong attitude.
It's like, how
do you walk in?
There's a certain part of me that when I go into a new store,
Here I come to save the day.
Let's see what they that's exactly the first thing I say. No. Oh. I say, let's see what they've got going on here. For example, the Safeway.
Like specials?
No. Like the way it's set up. The way the store is laid out. There is a Harris
Teeter. Would you like a bit of breaking news?
Yes.
And I wasn't going to put this on the show, but since we're on the subject.
We're talking.
They remodeled the Hannaford.
I bet it's wonderful.
Is it beautiful now?
Mrs. O'Mara seemed to be pleased. I did not notice anything. She said, oh, well, look, there's so much more room. And I think my response was something like,
I would notice that the older grocery stores, the Leesburg Safeway is laid out so poorly that in many places you can only pass two bass carts by each other if you are perfectly lined up. Bass cart is
what
the
are
actual,
bass carts?
That is the industry name for them. Half basket.
Now
half
see,
cart.
Hold on. Bass now, cart. See, that I'm curious. Bass cart. What, yes. Is something to do with fish?
No. Bass cart, like basket and cart. Bass cart.
They're called bass carts.
I believe that's the common name, but
Chubby
I believe
cart.
In the
common name.
The Safeway manual that I got in 1989 referred bass to them cart. As bass carts.
Bass carts.
Yeah.
And the next time we're at a store.
Older school employees will still call them bass carts.
Hey, but, Carla, do we need a bass cart? I'd love to do that just to see people turn around.
Like if you have Chilean sea bass in there.
So Marty, Mike, it's named after a popular weatherman in Baltimore.
Marty Bass.
Marty Bass card.
Not to be confused with my very first animated feature, Happy Bass.
Yes. Ooh. Oh. And how
and
did
I,
he talk
I will
again?
Always be proud of that. But I was Happy Bass, the official Lake Anna spokes bass. That's long before they really started selling a lot of homes and people started crashing jet skis out there.
That's why it was Happy.
Yeah. And I think I still have the right number. 43 miles of crystal clear shoreline. And I got a stuffed bass. And I don't know where it went. I'm not a saver.
Right.
But I should probably still have Happy Bass. And it was years before I got the job as the Shoppers Food Warehouse top quality tomato.
That's another bad outfit, by the way.
Great warehouse prices every day.
I shuttered.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because they hired me.
No. They just shuttered all of them just in the past few months.
40 some odd takes with top quality prices every day or something like
you
that.
You must have loved that producer.
I've never sweated through a shirt doing a voiceover.
Oh, God.
I was in a tiny little booth at a recording studio, and it was hot because it was just they manufactured a little booth.
And they never acoustics. They never air conditioned them because they're all about sound. Right. Yeah.
It's not like up here where I have all this.
Look
room.
At you.
The room. The yeah. room.
The but
room
anyway, that's fire. Now I'm excited for your son. That's great.
I hope
that's
he gets
a real job.
It is a real job. And that's also, that was the first real job I had, essentially. That wasn't a family thing.
What will he get out of that job? What are the perks for the job? Are there any perks other than just getting a paycheck?
I believe there is a sandwich discount, particularly at the end of the day. If there's leftover prepared food, I think
Spiewak's are going to be eating sandwiches nights a week.
Yeah, I'm a big meat and cheese guy. So it'll
be. Okay, we'll see that. I'd never know that to look at you. I think that, and by the way, Walmart, where we do some of our shopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
No more deli counter. But I noticed they don't have. I'm a deli snob now.
Sure.
Because I discovered the Boar's Head line of products, which is pretty much top shelf.
Top
correct?
Notch. Yeah.
That can't is. You top, get them? Top shelf. I guess like the Oscar Mayer kind, where they say deli cut.
It's not the question of the cut, Oscar. Oh, okay. It's a question of the product,
the brand,
and the product. Oh. The Boar's Head name. I'm sorry, I have to say, is just spectacular.
If you don't go Boar's just Head, fantastic. If you were just go in there and say, I'll take 3/4 of a pound of Virginia ham, they're going to slice off a piece of ham that's the equivalent of Bowman's vodka.
What makes it's Boar's Head better?
Meat. It's crap.
What it is, it's attention to detail and
Boar's
quality
Head?
Ingredients. Yes.
I was.
It's better. It's a better product. It's a better cut of beef. It's a better raised beef. It's better. It's, it's a.
I'm an
Oscar
Mayer guy.
Just because of the name?
Yeah, probably.
Sure.
My mom raised me on bologna.
Literally. Baloney. I come from that era too. Yep. I was saying to somebody the other night, my generation, my mom's generation, the housewives of the 60s,
yes,
and 70s were the ones that processed food was came alive in that time.
Certainly,
you had your Pop-Tarts, your Eggos. That all came from my mom's era.
So, Mike, no lack of sodium in your bringing up.
I should say canned spaghetti, SpaghettiOs.
Yes,
that's back. Trace it back. Go back and look at the history of all these products. It's like marketing and advertising.
Convenience.
Frozen dinners.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm not kidding you. I can't tell you how many of those pieces of,
why do you think they made those real Kraft marshmallow recipes, not the ones we write? They were put in magazines to make people buy Kraft products.
Oh, but I remember distinctively, I used to have, it was either Jif, the peanut butter with.
And that was a moving image in your computer.
No. I had the crunchy peanut butter,
right.
And I could make peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
And then if I wanted to, if there was the Oscar Mayer container in the fridge, I'd toast, and then, which would be white toast, whatever wheat
you
was
toast
there.
Bread.
Yes, bread. Yeah. And then I would put Grey Poupon, because that's all the mustard they had, and then a piece of bologna, and then I'd
fancy.
Eat that. That's it. But I would make it on my own.
What kind of bread did you use?
Whatever they had in my mom would buy.
Mike, it was made on panettone.
Pepperidge Farm.
Bueno bread. That's the Bolivian. That's the Bolivian version of Wonder Bread.
Yeah, and there's a guy on the bag. His name is Billy Bueno. He's waving. He has a serape.
Bueno bread, bologna.
We were a Wonder family for the first 3 years we were in this country. Then all of a sudden
have you ever fried bologna? Have you ever had a fried bologna?
No,
and you know what? You know, don't really sleep on bologna, because even if you, I bet Boar's Head makes a wonderful German bologna. If you get it fresh sliced at the deli, you're really taking it up a notch.
And if you fry, and you go this weekend, try it. If you fry bologna and put it on a sandwich, what do you like on your sandwich? Mayo or mustard?
Oh, never mayo, just mustard.
Mustard, okay. Yes. You take a couple of slices of fried bologna, mm-hmm, and you put it on a good piece of bread. It doesn't even have to be a good piece of bread. With a little mustard, you tell me if
good
that's not one of the best.
Yeah.
I think
snack.
It's fantastic.
You want to treat yourself.
Yes.
Throw on one slice of American cheese.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Now he's done it. Now I had I was going to keep it down here, but now I have to bring out
the barf, yeah!
Have to put cheese on it.
An unprecedented third appearance.
Please make sure you put cheese on it.
Because I'm the only person on God's green earth that has ever put American cheese on a bologna sandwich.
No, but I mean, you can enjoy it without the cheese.
Bolivian cheese.
You can.
I need Bolivian cheese.
You can also enjoy pizza without pepperoni, but doesn't pepperoni make it a little better?
All right, let me tell you this. If you throw the cheese on a fried bologna sandwich,
yes,
it immediately becomes, the cheese becomes more relevant than the bologna. I'm telling him,
about
I'd like
ratios.
Him to enjoy it. Yeah, but I mean, still the melted bologna cheese.
I want to go fried bologna free.
Okay,
free of cheese. One with and without.
Yeah, Saturday with cheese.
Yes.
No, Saturday without cheese. And then Sunday, the Lord's Day, make one with cheese.
All right,
and
your
and
job over
notes.
The weekend.
I will do that.
You know what? Do this after he gets the gig.
Right.
I think this is going to be a windfall for you.
Okay.
This is going to be a windfall.
Boar's Head
for
days.
And you can't do it anymore if your son works there. You have to stop, and you have to completely edit yourself on the
other
way.
This is nonsense. You're speaking lies. I don't have to do that.
You got
to
buy into your son's career.
No. This is a stepping stone, is all it is.
That refrigerator will be absolute stacked with Wegmans products.
Yeah. Chock-a-block with cheese.
Yeah. Chock-a-block with Wegmans bologna. Wegmans cheese and Wegmans.
I'm not familiar with the sandwich counter enough. I don't know if they have any sides, because maybe he could bring home some macaroni salad. Nice.
Yeah, so stuff from the deli counter.
Yeah, pickles.
Deli counter. Who's the radio personality? Randy Rhodes.
That's exactly right. What a great memory.
Yeah, I can't remember what I had for dinner. But,
I do. It was fried bologna, wasn't it?
Yeah. Big wheel of, big tube of fried bologna.
So good luck, Robert. So
yeah, congratulations.
Hey, that's really, really good news. That's really, and your daughter graduating next week? The full graduation
Tuesday,
next week?
She walks on Tuesday, and she's already got her summertime job. She's doing a part-time with where she interned at a design firm. She's doing some hours there and also still doing the ice cream thing. So she's doing great. So proud of her.
You know, if he's ever got any overage and you think it would keep, you know, put it in a Tupperware thing. I'll pay for the Tupperware. Send it to me.
Yeah, yeah, I can see.
Because we're a little challenged up here.
I can see the styrofoam arriving in Carl's. Did you order medication? No, yeah, no. Yeah. Liverwurst.
I tell you, I got a little piece of roast beef at the local Walmart.
Yes.
And it tasted like something that Ken Beatrice went to Arby's and passed before he died.
Oh, dear.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was
How's the produce at the Walmart?
The produce is very good. The produce is actually quite right.
Okay.
Quite right. There you are. That's it. I'm done talking about groceries. There's more to do. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. And Robert, don't mess this up. Make us all proud.
Yes,
start
Robert.
The show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Honey, please, you gotta get dressed for me now, please.
No, Agador. Victoria Page will not dance the dance of the red shoes tonight. Or any other night.
Okay, but how about just your stockings, okay?
Victoria Page is dead.
Okay, but watch her knife. I'm going to put it for you.
Do you know how she died?
How?
Alone, weeping for her lover.
Oh, no.
Darling, have you eaten? You look haggard.
Darling, please. You got to help me a little.
Albert!
Hey, not
Albert. Hey, how are you? Albert, come on. Come on, Albert. Open up, baby. Come on.
Get out!
Open it, Albert. Open it. Come on.
Go away! No! I don't want him to see me. I'm hideous.
Door.
Come on,
Ed. Oh, that's it.
Go away!
Ah.
I'm calling
911. Open the door!
I'm trying, but he's so crazy.
Albert! Are you trying to ruin me?
Don't look at me. I'm hideous. Hideous, fat, and hideous. Oh.
How was your trip, Senator?
Oh, a nice trip. Yeah, very nice. We decided to drive down to see the seasons change. Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia. But it's just so magical to me to come from the north, where it's cold, to the south, where it's warm. See the tremendous differences from region to region in this incredible country of ours.
Mm.
My wife and I used to go down to Virginia every autumn to see the foliage turn. Virginia has amazing foliage.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios right here in beautiful Washington, D.C.
Just got your text.
Yeah.
Guess what I lost? I lost my opening for the show. So,
Send
us your cities.
Improv it.
Improv it.
From Alexandria, Virginia to Chico, California.
Pensacola.
From Honolulu, Hawaii. To Port Charlotte, Florida.
Nice.
From Rome, Italy.
Oh.
To Botswana. The
Perfect.
Mike O'Mara Show is on the air now.
Perfect.
And brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. By the way, because of our little tiff earlier in the week, they're pouring in the cities. Thank
yes,
you very much
we
for
love
that.
It.
We appreciate that. We'll have new cities for you on Monday. Here's a word from Cornerstone First Financial. Excuse me.
That's
with
the word?
Tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, you're not hearing about the drop in mortgage interest rates. They have gone down. They will go up again. If you want to do a refi, if you want to buy a house, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Cornerstone, good people. They've helped a lot of our listeners, and we love having them as a sponsor. Home appreciations are up. Rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvements, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels, so it won't last. Act now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. I love saying it like that.
Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah. Walter Brennan would say. Hey, what's with those people in Colorado?
Yeah,
Cornerstone.
That'll fix them.
Well, by golly, Cornerstone's in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and now Colorado. Yeah, I already said that. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Call them a lot. Talk to them. That'll take the fight out of them. 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. That's right. Walter Brennan.
I got a little. Here's a little Walter Brennan for you, Mike.
All right.
I believe you got one of my children in your jail here.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's it.
But think about the dialect, okay? Yeah. Just a little detail, if you want to go back to old movies.
Yeah.
Walter Brennan, like Wild West style, like that. But if you listen to the accent, the accent's a New York accent.
Yeah.
That's what he has. So it's like, yeah, there, okay. I'm a Wild West guy, but I've got that. Hey, that'll take the fight out of him. Yeah.
Like in The Wizard of Oz, they got three farmhands in Kansas that all come from Brooklyn. Why is this?
They all have, yeah. Fi, we're king.
Spin your eye, that's what I do.
Yes, I'm a Brooklynite. And then some of the Brooklynites would be like in Radio Days, where Mia Farrow turns herself into British. You get these people that are like, well, Paul, I thought you were walking down there. There you go. They're all from New York.
Yeah.
They all sound like that. Hey, how are you?
But Hawk, I see. What was it?
Hawk, the cannons roar.
I hear the cannons roar. The thing about that, I wonder, and I would have no evidence to know either yes or no, whether when they would be off camera, whether they would go back and speak without that affected English accent.
It's hard to say.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, you have legitimate British actors. By the way, I think it's why we have a majority of British actors that are in our pop culture now, because that's the accent we like. You look at Chernobyl. They're playing Russians. They all have British accents. Yes. That's the way.
A lot of war movies, Germans always had English accents. It was a way to make them be foreign, but still be understood.
Or was it simply because the quality of actor coming out of the UK is so far superior to what we have in the United States? I really think if you go back and look at that, it's just British actor after British actor. You know how many regular American TV shows with actors with an American accent come, and then you hear them interviewed? Well, I found the role was so spectacular, and they easily do an American accent.
But there's nothing funnier than when they make fun of the way Americans talk.
Is Charlie Hunnam British?
British.
Yeah.
Man.
Charlie Hunnam is British. When I interviewed him, I probably have the tape somewhere for when I did an interview with him. And you've seen him interviewed where he's got a British accent. That's a perfect example of the British actors playing America. And his accent was this hybrid. He does this kind of hybrid New York weird accent that he uses for Sons of Anarchy. It's not quite. If you listen to Charlie Hunnam speak.
You can't put your finger on exactly what it is, right?
You can't really understand what Jax is coming from there with that. It's just not. And by the way, you know, because if they were Northern California, they probably all say, when the motorcycles will pull up, they say, hey, what are you doing here?
I had a friend from London, and the way he made fun of the way we talk, he had two go-to sentences. One was, hey, I have bananas on my hands. And he also said, hey, who wants a sandwich?
A sandwich. There we are. I think for us to do the British accent is probably more problematic than it is. You know, the most recent example would be an actress, Emma Stone, who did it in the Academy Award nominated The Favourite, where she did a really, really nice job about it. And then, of course, you get the British actors doing British, and that's easy. But it's interesting. I wonder about those old timey actors. For some reason, the Thin Man, William Powell
and Myrna Loy, both
both had that kind of there we are. And Katharine Hepburn,
who played Churchill in the last iteration,
Gary Oldman.
Yes,
he's a British actor. And he is a British actor who has done multiple American accents in film.
Yeah.
And he's done.
Is he not Commissioner Gordon?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's also Dracula.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The creatures of the night. What beautiful music they make. I mean, Gary Oldman is as far as a dialectician, is just incredible to watch.
Well, you're a dialectician, really, dude. You ever stop and think like the way an American accent, you can stand on your head without even thinking and do fake Italian. You can do fake, you could do a fake Spanish accent. Well, you speak Spanish.
Spanish is hard for me, believe it or not.
But I know
I use key phrases.
You can
like
order a mean sub.
You can.
Sore fighting.
But you can speak fake Italian very well.
Lechuga, pimienta.
Do you ever wonder if there's like people in Italy that are having a few beers and they talk nonsense, but it sounds American?
Like I don't know.
I don't know if that would work the other way.
No, I don't think it would.
I just think if you go over to Italy, they're you know, they're eating pasta and grabbing ass. That's what I think they're
that's
doing.
That's good for them.
I don't know if they're sitting around and you know, thinking about our
just counting
accents,
lira.
You know? Yes, counting lira. But you know, beware of facts getting in the way of enjoying a good television program. A listener made me aware of an article, might have been in the New York Times. I'm not sure. It was an op-ed piece written by a nuclear specialist that was talking about all the dramatic artistic license they took with the film Chernobyl, the HBO miniseries that I finally watched the end of and waited for the statistics that came on. Like, for example, Oscar, you watched this.
Yes.
There's a scene at the end of the movie where they make a comment about a particular bridge where people were watching the fire at Chernobyl.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And that all the people that were on that bridge died. When in fact, in this article the guy wrote, it is an urban legend. And there is no evidence of anyone who was on that bridge dying. And he goes on.
Are you sure they didn't say that all the people on the bridge are either dead or will die?
I'm not sure.
Because we can substantiate that.
Here's the bait and switch in the way my brain works when I'm thinking about, you know, the double cross and the double cross. I'm reading this article that talks about them, in many cases, over dramatizing the deaths and everything that went on. For a great example, Oscar, one of the big scenes in Chernobyl is when they send these three guys down into the radioactive water to turn on valves to cool. Mm-hmm. What, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And it's a mission basically referred to as a suicide mission. Well, they are saying that those men, did not do it that way. They were in the plant, and they went down, they got a phone call to turn on the water after the explosion. So that's the, you know, they were,
so they were able to do it remotely.
A lot of stuff like that.
Weren't they?
Here's what I,
you still would have to risk your life. You still have to go down there.
This is where I smell a rat. Yes. Because in Chernobyl, a couple of things are made clear, that the Soviet system was so flawed and so broken that all these lies and this CYA, and it really is a very pointed warning about government, perhaps the government we have now, telling lies and creating a fictitious reality that you spoon feed out to the people. And I think that was pointedly directed maybe at the way things are right now. You have to be careful because suddenly when the truth doesn't matter, bad things can happen.
So it's a parable in a way.
But at the same time, Chernobyl is kind of a warning about nuclear power in general, mm-hmm. with all these horrible things that are happening. This article says, you know, a lot of this stuff was not accurate and did not necessarily reflect what really happened there, especially when it comes to the deaths.
Wow.
That 80% maybe of the people that were first responders there are still alive, lived after the incident. So it's a very interesting thing. But when I'm reading that, and here's where the double cross comes in, I'm like, what's all this positive stuff about?
Yeah, why are you spinning
a nuclear
this?
Plant exploding? Who are you representing?
Yeah,
whose
nuke.
Payroll are you? Are you Big Nuke?
Big Nuke.
Yeah, Big Nuke.
And you are, because at one point in this article, he talks about nuclear power being the safest method
it's
of generating
op-ed, right?
electricity. It's an op-ed. I should okay. find it.
If Let it's an op-ed, that's your license to spend money and write your version.
And, you know, even if what he says is true, it's not heinous what they did with Chernobyl.
It
if
they're melted telling, down. People died.
What I'm saying is the making of the movie and presenting it in an exaggerated format to sort of emphasize a point, that's no crime. However, if they did do the statistics thing at the end that don't bear out, that's a little
hazy.
At
the end, there's also, though, there's... Think about this massive disinformation campaign.
Sure.
So you've got Mother Russia who's covering all this up.
And they still, and as I recall,
years later, all the facts are not very clear.
I was going to say, even at the end, they say that they've never really admitted to it. Right.
They've never really admitted to it. They have numbers. They have, you know, 4,000 to 89,000 people have passed because of what is essentially effects from Chernobyl, thyroid cancer, et cetera.
Quite a litany of stuff. And it looks pretty damn freaky when you hear about you know, meltdowns and what can really happen. It's a little scary.
Did anyone else, if look, for those of us in the audience, if you're listening right now, when you watch the end of that fifth chapter, the fifth and final episode of the miniseries, the dome that is built around the Chernobyl reactor, that was just finished in 2017.
And it has a relatively short life.
Yeah, it's 100. It'll last for a century.
That's it. And that, you know what?
Why does it take so many years to build what is this dome that covers this radiation?
They had a hard time getting parts.
Well, I just don't understand that.
No, you're right. There should have been a lot more urgency.
2017! 2 years ago!
Well, it ultimately comes down to money, where they don't have the money. And that's what they, you know, that's what they get concerned about. And that's why a lot of the safety measures, at least in the movie.
Yeah.
But what frustrates me is when I read an article that's slamming a movie that might be a, you know, a double cross
with an agenda
representing the agenda is nuclear power. It just seems to me when you're talking about radiation, it's a sticky wicket. It's a scary little thing. And I can't find the article, but, you know, it was interesting to read. I read the whole thing and, it tells me that you should probably always take in all docudrama type stuff with a grain of salt. But at the same time, you also have to take people that are throwing darts at a documentary about a, an event that happened, by the way, in a closed society. Where did you get all your information? Mm. I wonder about
also,
stuff like that.
Mike, if you take 50%, let's just be 50% of what we saw on HBO was true. Let's just take that.
Okay.
Can I just have a moment with Mike? Can I just have one moment
with
Mike?
Please.
Okay.
Mike, when you get an article that you might want to bring to the show, print it out so that you don't have to sit there and, you know, waste time turning it. I would have done that. Oh, you would have done it. You didn't do it. The point is, you didn't do it. Now you're sitting there, you got a computer, it's a finger push. How lazy are you? I'm not lazy. You are!
Sorry about that. Yeah, I had to give Mike a lesson.
Did the article mention anything about the naked miners?
No. And by the way, I'd like to know whether they do that full frontal.
Well, that was, you know, that was a ratings bonanza.
Yes.
But everyone tuned in to see that.
Right. And by the way, why did all the miners have the same shape?
Yeah, that kind of bowl little they have the same shape of Joe DiMaggio, which by the way, Pete Rose told us yesterday was a penis attached to a man.
That's right.
A penis with a man attached.
Exactly. There great job, Pete. Good job,
and,
Pete.
And so what conclusions we draw from this opening segment? Radiation is bad. Okay. That's what it is. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy. We'll be
Pete
here.
Pete Rose
all
is great.
Weekend. And Pete Rose is great, and Joe DiMaggio has a big all right, there's going to be a lot of edits today. We'll be right back.
Like it's time for a change.
Oh, Father's Day is June 16th. You know, the guy who knocked up your mother, and 9 months later, bada-bing, you came into this world. Well, what do you give dear old dad on such a special day? Well, head over to the MichaelMarisShow.com website, click on the shopping center banner, where you'll get presents for your old man at Macy's.com. Target.com or Walmart.com. Now let's return to the Mac Daddy himself, Papa Mike O'Mara.
I won't do that anymore, Polly. I was just Polly, I was just playing with my flarp thing. That's all. I know you get upset when I do that. All right, don't get upset. It's just a comedy.
No, he's mad at that guy from the Yak Shack now. He doesn't care about the flarp. He's focused on that guy.
Keep the yaks coming, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This just in. From the TMOS Las Vegas show business headquarters, here are a list of things that will not be happening at the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. To be clear, the following events have been canceled.
Okay.
The new intern MMA cage match. We won't be doing that. We don't have the permits. Shrieking and Reeking. Matt Bloom salutes the Grease Man. I know you were looking forward to that. The room, unfortunately, was taken up by some sort of, I don't know, it was a networking conference.
Yeah, exactly.
All you can eat fish fry include fish fry nude bingo. Can't do it. You know, you think anything goes in Las Vegas?
No.
Not the case.
Limits.
Also canceled. I'm sorry to mention all these cancellations. Lying is Fun, a 75-minute Mac Macintosh Q&A. Oscar Santana teaches the Lambada, the Forbidden Dance. He was overscheduled.
Yeah.
Oscar came to me, said, you know, what have I not given you? And I had to go along with him. Charm School with Toddy Abedje. You know, he's not going to be in Las Vegas.
Naughty.
He's going to be on a cruise.
Yes.
Good Touch and Bad Touch with Rob Ford. We're still working on that one. It hasn't been permanently canceled. We're going to try to get that one in.
We tabled it, Mike. We tabled right. it. Yeah.
Advanced Towel Folding with Uncle Mike. I just can't do it.
Sorry.
Rob Spiewak sings the hits of Liza Minnelli and Night Ranger. He will be doing that, but the people that are there, it's only a group of four.
Select group.
It's a dinner at an undisclosed location. And Ted Bundy lookalike contest, we didn't have time. Management regrets the inconvenience. However, we can confirm that on November 16th, 2019, the TMOS crew will be in the Zappos Corporate Headquarters Theater with the best show in Vegas. Night 2, all new. Tickets on sale now at MikeOMaraShow.com, but only while they last. So if you missed out on the first sold-out show, this is your big chance. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos.
I hope it's not too late to return that rented Ted Bundy costume I got.
I know. Well, it wasn't a mask. It was just the outfit.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't want to invest in a flannel shirt.
It didn't fit you, though.
No, the buttons.
No, it didn't. Well, buttons. I mean, I've never seen a corduroy sport coat strain that much.
The patches came off the elbows.
Right. Buy tickets to the show. The following commercial did not in any way give you any indication of what we're selling.
Yes, please.
By the way, would you like my number one main observation?
Yeah,
something
please.
That has changed a little bit. Probably hasn't, but it's something I observed. I've been taken to pointing out to my son, hey, there's another Santa. There's another Santa. Michael, there's a Santa. There are more Duck Dynasty dudes here now than I have ever seen in my life. And they're all my people. The world is getting older.
Yeah,
as a society, but they're also, we went to lunch with Michael the other day, and there's a guy that looked like he was 1,000 years old sitting at the bar, and he turns over to us and he goes, hey, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, no.
Okay. I just felt weird. I had a very weird moment about that. It was interesting that he's just looking over at me. There are a lot of these guys, I don't know whether you call them mountain men. What's that? Or Santa Claus. You can't call them Santa when they're not fat. And most of them are not fat.
Okay, unless it's Santa.
I'm talking beards down to the navel cut. ZZ Top beards.
Doesn't it throw you a little bit? Doesn't it sort of throw you off your game when someone who looks visibly old, and if you have a long beard, you're going to register as old, and then they like something like Led Zeppelin or the Rolling Stones? Because old people shouldn't like that. And then I realize, oh yeah, I guess we're all old now. And they're old, so it's okay. But it's weird when you see someone with
a
Rip Van Winkle beard saying, I like the moon. I play Tattoo You. You know, it's like
all
wrong.
Perspective. It's weird. And it happens. And when you get to this point in life, you don't understand how weird it must look.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm sitting chatting with my next door neighbors who are in their 20s. I don't know how old I sound when I make a reference to something.
Have they asked you to buy them beer yet?
No, there's no problem with them bringing their own.
Are your main neighbors? Have you seen Animal Kingdom, Rob?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So are they the main equivalent to Animal Kingdom? They're just like young guys living alone with all kinds of toys.
They're a normal nuclear family with a daughter that is Michael's age that plays with Michael.
Right. Yes.
I don't have the people on the other side. I have no idea what's going on. I know it's a grandmother and grandfather, and there are grandkids around, and I know that she puts eggs out at the end of her driveway. And so we get fresh eggs from a chicken
coop that they have
on their property. Real
You'll
legitimate
get fresh
chicken.
Eggs like from the chicken.
From our next door neighbor when she puts them out.
That's so cool.
That's amazing. Yeah. And there's nothing better than fresh eggs.
Do they taste the same?
No, they taste better.
They're so much better. It's
really?
You can taste the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, down in Florida, one of the parents that was not living in one of those standard gated communities down there actually lived in rural Florida, a little further away from where all these little senior citizens live, was talking about the chickens they have and that they love it, that they actually love being in that world. And the eggs are, if you have a real chicken egg that's fresh, you will notice the difference.
Right away.
Dramatically
right away.
So. It's very different.
Are the shells different colors based on the different breed of chicken, or are they just white eggs?
They're covered in dung.
Oh, well, then.
No, I'm sorry. No,
that's the magic.
No, what they
are
is.
That's the gag.
The sauce.
That's the gag. You've been eating chicken poo. You've been eating chicken poo all day. That's the gay.
I've never seen a brown yolk. Doing improved chicken products.
That's the gay.
That's the gay. Love that chicken. We're doing a Batman riff right now. The difference is they're not all uniform.
Yeah.
So you know how you go to, well, for a while there, the white chicken eggs that they would have, which were, I don't know what chemical process they did for those. But then you have the brown eggs, but they're pretty uniform in color. Mm-hmm. These eggs have a little different quality to them.
Spotting,
they're
all, maybe?
They're a little spot.
I believe, spotty. Mike, it has to
little
do...
Little melanomas all over the egg.
That's what it is.
That's a
benign
egg. I don't
know.
I'm not a chicken expert.
It's contingent, I believe, on the breed of the chicken and also the feed. The feed will change the color of the shell.
How do you know this?
Here's the thing. You don't really know what they're feeding the chickens.
You don't. Mm.
You really have no idea. I mean, it could be anything. I don't know what chickens eat or whether chickens can eat anything.
Chickens, but here's what I know. My chickens love meth.
Chickens will eat anything.
Let me tell you, revelations from the great state of Maine.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of Duck Dynasty guys out here.
Yeah.
It's delightful to have people that sell, it's called Campwood, where you'll go and every now and then you'll see a house that has a wooden shed, a tiny little wooden stand, and underneath it are bales of firewood. And you have to be very particular because some of the firewood is young and it doesn't burn, like the ones, the wood that we got recently. But then you also
seasoned.
How do you know what's young wood?
Doesn't burn really well. I assume it's young wood or it's bad wood.
Can you see it?
It's wet.
Wet wood. Ooh.
No, you know what? We're on a search for wood. By the way, that's what turning 60 is all about. It's a search for wood. And you know, that's why I'll be seeing a pharmacist. No, let me stop. Let me stop right there. What I wanted to say is...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to tell you what's going on up here.
Yeah.
So you got people that...
Good wood,
you have,
bad wood.
You have the next door neighbor selling eggs.
Edward.
Selling eggs.
Just down the... She sells... Puts,
I thought she
honor
just gave
system.
Them out.
Oh, no, honor no. system.
$2. Honor system.
$2. That's practically giving them away. $2 for a dozen eggs.
Oh,
that is pretty
Mr.
good.
Grocery
is it like
game,
a box?
Right? Pretty
yeah,
good, right?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Is there a
like,
box you just put like...
It's a regular carton. It's an egg carton of a dozen eggs.
So she probably wants... the money is the question.
I think there's a... Carla picks them up, so I don't grab them.
You do the, she does the grocery shopping.
I think she does the grocery shopping.
It's the way it should be. It's a woman's job.
I'll go in there occasionally, you know. I'll say, hey, how about these... when I go in there, I'm treated like a three-year-old. I'll walk in and say, how about these organic raisins? Put them back. What the hell did I do?
As a courtesy, do you return the cartons to your neighbor?
I don't think we have.
I think you should. I think that would be a lovely courtesy because obviously she has to provide those. And if she could recycle them, think about that. That'd be one step out of her process and a good way to maybe get a discount.
Yeah, that's a very thoughtful thing.
It's $2.
Yeah.
What's
How
your
much
point,
more
Sheriff?
Discount can, do you want?
No, but he's got a point. It might be a really good way to get more eggs. I don't know. I mean, you know, why don't you get on a plane and fly up here and bring the carton back?
You know what? If I were to darken your door, you would scream with horror. I will not go up there.
I would not. I would go to the bar, and we would be on the deck within 3 minutes.
No, actually, you're right. Just a bottle of booze and a dozen eggs.
Both of you. Yeah,
you
it would be. So let
Boil
me keep
these.
Track. So it's the Campwood. We're not real happy with that. That didn't work out. Doesn't burn that well, but we'll figure that out. Then you got the eggs. Then down the road, less than a mile, a lady sells fresh-picked crab meat from Maine crabs. I can't do it. Migraine headaches. I haven't been eating shellfish, so I can't do that. I really can't. I mean, it's not. The trade-off is the food so good that I can deal the next day? No. Doesn't work that way. The headache takes me out. You guys have seen me get one on the show. You know what happens to me when I get one of those.
I think
it's not pretty.
I think it's too early, but have you been to visit the blueberry and pot family yet?
The blueberry, you mean the ones,
it's a
pottery?
Pot farm.
Yeah, don't they have blueberries and pot?
No, that's crab meat. That's crab meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that too specifically.
Oh, understood.
Because
that's
big up here too.
Sure.
I have been told that if you take a good walk around the property in the woods, you'll come across fields that are... Interesting.
Yeah, with long white beards.
But it's legal. So it's not that big
a
deal.
Like in Ozark.
Yeah.
Ozark. But it's not like I'm going to be in the jungles of Colombia and somebody is like, hey, what are you doing here? You know, they're not going to shoot me or anything
like
that.
Not if you
like
have
that.
A machete on you.
But I don't think it's that.
Actually, you'd be approached by a guy who would say, Why don't you have a longer beard? Why is it so short?
There's a lot of individual entrepreneurship up here dealing with the circumstances, and that is now legal.
A cash crop.
And it's a cash crop.
That aside, the blueberries, when do they come into season? Is that later in July?
Later in July.
Because I remember one time we were up there.
Mid to late July.
On the way to the airport, we stopped at a house that just had like a sign over, and you bought like a 4-pound box of blueberries.
At the Lounders.
That were outstanding. They were just so good.
They're spectacular, and as I try not to choke to death. Here I go again.
Uncle Bill.
There's so much fresh stuff up here.
Yeah.
The deer up here are the size of moose. They're massive, so you can't hit one of them. You're going to mess up your car. They got wild turkeys up here in the middle of the field. It's rural America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's spectacular. The air is fresh. Well, it's not fresh, really. I heard about that.
What?
But the jet stream actually means there is pollution up here.
Yeah, but you don't have that red tide.
No, we don't have red tide. But it's interesting. We're into it. I'm enjoying it. It's nice. It's been a crazy week. Busy week, but it's very, very interesting to be up here. And apparently pot everywhere. Yeah, you can't walk 3 feet without tripping on a pot plant. That's the way it goes. And it makes me more inclined to want to smoke the stuff, but I get too paranoid. And I had a paranoid attack almost 40 years ago, and I'm still afraid to do it.
But Mike, just know this. If you buy some pot, make sure you return the carton as a courtesy.
Do you really think, where did you get that return the cart thing? Is that out of your brain, or have you,
no,
do you
Carrie
have personal
has,
experience?
Carrie works with a teacher that has chickens, and if you bring her a carton, she will put eggs in it. But she says the hassle is trying to find cartons all the time.
Does she give you free eggs when you bring a carton?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not all the time.
Just producers.
Yeah, she's got a lot of chickens.
Well, we still don't know next door what the deal is.
Yeah.
Really, to be honest with you. I mean,
be very
the
careful.
Eggs are there, we buy them. But no, I don't think it's that way. It's just not, you know, when someone's not
engaging.
Knocking on your door or,
hey,
you know,
I'm the neighbor.
Hi there.
Welcome back.
Buenos ding dong diddly dia, senor. How about those delicious eggs? But
it's great
to have
this. Chickens.
It's great to have all this around. So that's all. And what was the last thing I wanted to tell you about Maine? Thank you to the Ring Doorbell Company. I want to say they're doing a fantastic job because, as you know, I have on my separate garage, I have a Ring floodlight cam that is triggered automatically by motion detection. And that's why when I woke up this morning and I came out of the bathroom, Carla showed me the video of me peeing off the deck. Thank you very much. Yes. That was a great way to start
infrared.
The day.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Ring. All right.
I saw it on TMZ, Mike.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Think about you day and night.
Informed. Intelligence. Irreverence. Political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week is a special show. Mike says something nice about the president. He likes Trump's performance during his trip abroad, but I see deeper problems away from the Klieg lights. Plus, we talk tariffs and why Mike really, really, really doesn't like Elizabeth Warren. You won't want to miss his new description of her as an anthropomorphic insect on speed. Tune
Sorry.
In.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
This is a great new client of the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you're moving to a new place, having a baby, or just doing the Marie Kondo thing, you're probably looking to free up some space. Here's a company you're going to love. Meet Clutter.
Clutter.
Clutter is the world's largest on-demand storage provider. Clutter means zero effort. Just schedule a pickup and Clutter will be there to pack and move your belongings to store in their secure facility. Here's the best part. Clutter's price match guarantee means you get the lowest possible monthly storage rate. If you need your stuff back, it's easy. You just let Clutter know. They will bring it right to your door. You don't pay more for packing or delivery. It's all included in Clutter's low monthly rate. Experience the future of storage. I think they're going to revolutionize it.
Oh, yeah.
Clutter. Get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/TMOS. That's on top of Clutter's no-hassle moving online inventory management, free pickup and delivery, and price match guarantee. That's a company with a lot of good things going on. Excuse me. Excuse me for just a second.
Yes,
let
no
me
problem,
deal with
no
this.
Problem, right, no
thank
problem,
you
no
very
problem.
Much.
Oscar, think of this.
Yes.
You use your Christmas tree, what?
Jeez.
2 weeks a year.
Yes.
Get it out of your house.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
If I didn't
Clutter
have-
will come to your condo or your home bring your phlegm out to the backyard.
Stop it.
Jesus.
And they'll bring it back.
See why clutter is better and get $50 off your first month at clutter.com/TMOS. That's clutter.com. Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout.
Imosh.
And we thank you. Let me explain behind the scenes a little business stuff for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Funky business?
And because well, I have to tell our business manager something that I
Please.
Need to. I made my arrangements for Las Vegas, Oscar.
Okay.
Now, I believe I
had... Said you, I heard you're going thrifty. Do you mention that, Jess?
Yeah. Well, I was.
Oh. Not row.
I was going thrifty.
Rut-row.
I decided that... what did he say?
He said rut-row. like he's a character in a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yes. All right. Remember when I told you what that flight was
yes.
on Spirit Airlines?
Yeah,
sure.
Great.
All right. And it sounded great. That initial number sounded really special, right? Mm. So you know what people have told me about Spirit Airline, that, and a lot of people have said this, that when you fly on this airline, well, it, you know, they give you this this advertised price, and then it's add-on.
Yes.
Add-on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The well, I'm here to tell you the company is paying for me to fly out to
yes.
to Las Vegas, and the number that I quoted you
mm-hmm.
it has increased somewhat.
Mm.
For that particular airline.
You do say.
So I just wanted to let you know that. It's not by a lot, but
multifold?
Just about double. Huh?
Multifold?
Well, I mean, the price that I quoted, I believe, was something like $148
when
to fly
that,
to Vegas.
You said that, I was like, oh, my God. God.
He was going to fly up and
true.
Kiss you.
Yeah.
It's $148 to fly to Vegas. Then Mrs. O'Mara, $148 to fly to mm-hmm. Vegas. Then both of us, $148. Then they put a tax in there.
Yes.
And then there was one little upgrade that I decided to get.
Oh,
what was that?
Well, I mean, it's a long flight. It's over a 5-hour flight.
Sure.
And
yes.
They had two seats at the front that you put, you know, it's like an even more leg room.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
Yeah, we all have.
So that was a $66.
Okay.
Times one or times
I'm
two?
I'm sorry. Was she going to sit on my lap, Rob?
Well, I thought maybe you'd have her in the back. That way you got the whole plane covered.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, so it's 66 times two.
I couldn't live with myself.
Okay.
It was a little problem.
You should apply yourself. You probably could.
Like,
yeah.
The goal is for you to be comfortable. So when you arrive to Vegas, you're in a great mood.
Well, no, the goal is a great show.
Entertain, yes.
Yeah, and so comfort is a part of that.
There's a piece of that.
Let me see if I can get the receipt for anybody that might be flying. And I don't want to diss a company that I haven't done business with yet.
Okay, you wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first.
I just.
I'd love if he pulled out a receipt, like a CVS receipt, like a 5-foot
ticker.
Long one. Yes. Oh, look at this. Adam.
I saw Joe from Cornerstone downstairs
yeah.
walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time. And this is actually the way you would do it. CVS gives you such long receipts. He like just puts it over his neck, walks out.
Oh, like a fabulous scarf.
Yeah.
Look like Harvey Firestone.
I joined some kind of club to get a discount.
Club.
Oh, excellent.
Club Med. Diners Club.
And that gave me a promo code where the flight price was something. Then they took off $300.
Ooh.
Promo code.
Then bags, $348. Seats, $440. Government cut, $92. Shortcut boarding. I didn't want that. Well, they added it on anyway.
How much is that?
$23.
Take it off!
Take it off.
Hello, Spirit. This is Mike O'Mara. More,
I guess the point I'm trying. It's still.
How much per ticket?
I can only give you the total.
Then we can divide it in half.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that math.
$27,000.
Oh, wow. $13,500 each.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
no.
See you, we'll see you in Vegas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It happens.
My head is spinning.
Did you book these? Who do we blame?
I booked them.
Okay.
You know where they get you?
It happens.
Baggage.
I did it.
How many? Two bags? One bag?
Important. Remember, our personal item changed on April 4th, 2017. You may carry one free personal item on board, like a purse or laptop bag, if its dimensions do not. Oh God, this is going to be a ton of fun. You know, it's late at night. I'll be all cocktailed up, so I'll be fine going across the country.
Good for them. They'll have a good flight too.
It's just
I don't know the dimensions. Yeah. I don't know the dimensions.
Our friend Linda, she's flown on it, I think, mm-hmm. from BWI. Have either one of you ever flown on
I'm a
Spirit?
Southwest guy, and so South...
Be proud.
Well, everyone thinks I'm a rube because I fly Southwest, but that's what I got.
He likes standing in the masking tape box.
I'm out rubing you.
Yes,
right here.
I've always known you. Spirit as a rung under Southwest.
Hey, Mike, but it's a rung above Frontier.
I don't know if it is.
Frontier's on par with Southwest.
But Frontier is the place where we flew on a plane that had backward-facing seats.
Backwards-facing seats.
And we thought that was a great idea because, hey, this is fun. Until you realize all of our weight and all of our G's on the takeoff is pushing us against the seatbelt.
It's like trying to push the stomach out through a penis hole. Yeah, that's a G-force, boy. Man,
whoa!
Yeah, plane spools up, and I'm like, my belly button's in the back of the plane.
And that is why Frontier will always tier one drop below.
Why did I drink a scotch? Oh, my God.
Anyway, I hit the button for crazy. The flight attendant. Could you go back there and get my eyes, please?
Right.
You know what I dream of?
What?
I dream of becoming a Mosaic member on JetBlue.
And what is that?
Goals in life.
You get to climb on the
plane
first.
My brother and sister-in-law are Mosaic members, and they like la-di-da their way through the world and through life. Because
security check-in, boarding easy, everything
and you
is
have,
fine.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you have to travel a certain amount. A certain amount to get to that
earned.
Level.
It's earned,
And you have an opportunity to get on the plane first and sit in one of the seats with a broken television. All right, we have to take a break, and we will come back with Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
Yes.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caper bread. Now back to my custard.
I'm sorry. You got to get this out of the
studio. That's a good toy. That's a good toy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit guaranteed thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Plus, more sizes than most other brands and true convenience. Skip the trip and try it on at home. Nice.
Nice.
Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels mean no itching. I hate that.
The worst!
There's a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves hers and you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Just go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today.
Woo!
Something new?
Yes, this is Al Jarreau's version of Blue Rondo a la Turk, where he sings.
The late Al Jarreau.
Yes, I love Al Jarreau.
Running up the street and late for work. I don't know where he is going. I don't know what's happening.
Welcome to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's
A review and comment of the news of the day is only our Bolivian bloviator could do. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now... Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take?
Different flavor.
It's got a good flavor.
Oscar, healthy beer kind of feels like an oxymoron, but here it is anyway. The company behind Sam Adams just created a new beer called 26.2 Brew.
Ooh.
And they say it's great beer for after a workout. It's around the alcohol level of a light beer, plus it's made with Himalayan sea salt.
Himalayan sea salt.
To help replenish your electrolytes. Definitely not as good after a workout as water or Gatorade, but if you like having a beer after a workout, maybe it's a better option than that. So there you are.
A beer after a workout, a really good workout, is fantastic. And for those of you that have ever been or even tried like a marathon or half marathon.
I'm listening.
Well, you know what? You can enjoy the beer probably without having that pesky hour, 45 minutes of working out.
Exactly, Mike.
Though that an ice cold beer is absolutely refreshing after a workout. And if I have a choice, Mike, for a healthier option,
right,
I take it all day. And even though the marketing with the Himalayan sea salt is not something I think I believe.
Himalayan.
Yes. Himalayan.
Himalayan.
There you go. Thank you.
Sea salt.
Himalayan
is more
sea
marketing
salt
than anything else. I want to try it.
Yeah, enjoy your salty beer.
Do you like Michelob Ultra? It tastes like water, right?
Miller Lite and Michelob Ultra are my two light beers that I drink. Yeah.
Imagine another option. What's wrong with that?
How about Busch Light?
No.
How about Bailey's in hot chocolate?
Oh, no. How about my hot cider
with a boozer?
You'll drink this. We're gonna try this beer. It's up your alley. It's another option to the Michelob.
All right.
Well, I've got counterpoint here.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Oscar's take.
Oh, Oscar's take.
Oscar, it's National Donut Day.
Yes.
Here are a few donut deals you can take advantage of today. Number one, if you buy any drink at Dunkin' Donuts, you get one donut for free. So buy one of those big, Britney Spears fraps. They'll give you a free donut.
A gooey frap, Mike. Get a gooey frap.
You can get a free donut at Krispy Kreme just by walking in the door.
I'll be right back.
No purchase necessary.
They win.
How long?
That's terrific. Walmart is giving away over 1 million free glazed donuts today. Just head to the bakery section at any Walmart supercenter or participating neighborhood markets. Carla!
Mike, the exciting thing about the Walmart donuts is they were all made on last National Donut Day.
Entenmann's is running a contest through their website where you can suggest a new donut flavor, and if they pick yours, you win. That is not a promotion.
Sort of a slack
what
company
do you win?
Too.
What do you win?
$5,000 plus free donuts for a year. One person probably.
It'll cost to walk a fortune in donuts.
Cumberland Farms, they're the ones up here. That's the convenience stores up here. They're giving out free donuts if you buy coffee or any fountain drink, but only till 10 a.m.
That's over.
God damn it. Hardee's is giving out free Fruit Loops mini donuts. Fruit Loops mini donuts? That sounds a little... Are you familiar
with
the
Are they saying
the
that the Fruit Loop is like a donut?
No, they make a donut that tastes like a Fruit Loop.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving out free Fruit Loops mini donuts all weekend with any purchase.
It's terrific.
But you need a coupon. And the Salvation Army is holding a free donut event. Free donut events all over the country. Just contact your nearest location for more details. National Donut Day, Oscar. Sorry, that was a lot of information.
I learned that a donut doesn't have 1,000 calories this past week.
Yes.
I don't know who told me that.
We looked it up.
But it kept me away from donuts all these years. Because I was like, 1,000 calories. I mean,
right.
I might as well.
You thought like a donut has all that. No, it's like 280.
Which isn't that bad.
Not bad.
Which has opened my eyes up to the world of donuts simply because I thought.
Listen to what he's saying.
Now I can have one or two and not feel like I've just taken a meal's worth of calories.
Right.
Now, that is great news for the people that love donuts. Why don't they have blood drives with this much promotion? Why don't we take this power of marketing and bring it to something that actually is tangible, that isn't necessarily killing people? Why can't we do something like that in this country for once?
Great idea. Excuse me for a second. Carla, Walmart has free donuts. Walmart has. I just put it down. National Donut. Just a second, Oscar. You can get back to
Can I continue?
I can't believe she doesn't know National Donut Day.
You know how, like, in Nova Blood, all day I see, like, these billboards, commercials, like, you should donate.
Head to the bakery section at any Walmart.
So what if the blood drive people said, donate blood, get a donut?
Carl, you're not going to go do this. Don't participate.
Yeah, we are. We're in a budget. Anything we can get for free, we're taking it.
Nice.
Yeah, what am I going to do? What am I, a blood drive? What are they going to do, give away free blood? What am I, Dracula?
No, I'm talking about the hype.
Carla, don't be fooled. Don't get bagels. Get donuts.
Donuts. Get that good wheat bread at Hannaford. Hi. What? Where were we? Okay, Oscar's take, ladies.
Use your marketing powers.
This is Oscar's take. Yeah.
Oscar, there is a company called Womanikin. Womanikin. What? W-O-M-A-N-I-K-I-N. Womanikin.
Womanikin.
Womanikin. Womanikin.
Himalayan.
Seesaw.
They're creating a new line of CPR dummies with boobs.
Ooh.
Nice.
Why? It's different giving chest compressions to a woman than a man, I'll say. I'm sorry.
Free donuts.
It's different giving chest compressions to a woman than a man because of a woman's breasts. So it's important for people to train on both. And it could save women's lives, too. Studies have found that people are 27% less likely to perform CPR on a woman than a man because they're uncomfortable about touching the woman's breasts in the process. That's got to be a United States statistic because we're all hung up about that. Womanikin is raising money now to produce more of the female CPR dummies to get them into more hospitals and training classes. There it is.
Okay. I think this may be a bridge too far. Because if we're spending money to put your correct anatomy, it's going to cost an outfit that's trying to teach us more dollars to actually operate. And if I'm not mistaken, when we took our wonderful CPR class,
yes,
the dummies were just like flat chested, just non-sexual.
Right.
And if you're going to actually press on the breastplate, don't you just go like right in between?
It really doesn't affect it, I don't think.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. And you can do it on a guy if you want, you know, if you're really hung up with the body structure, just practice on Rob Ford.
Why do you hate the man?
I don't hate the man. He's going to be here. Hopefully he'll be here next week when Rob's out.
He,
right?
He will be, but he's not in Rob's today out. Because he's getting donuts.
You're listening to Oscar's Day. Oscar, a woman in Australia is going viral because she recently posted a list on Facebook asking her friends for advice. Her husband is going to a friend's bachelor party, and here's what she had to say. Quote, I'm more than happy for him to go, but we are Christians, so I was thinking of writing a list of rules for all the men to follow. Let me know if I've missed something. Here's her list. 10 rules, including no drugs, no alcohol, no strippers, dancers, women. All phones need to be tracked at all times, no swearing, midnight curfew, and no hurting each other, including play wrestling. Her friends bombarded her with comments about how it was a terrible idea, so eventually she edited the post. Quote, you're right. I can't control him once he leaves the house, and I can't control his friends, so I've decided to just to not let him go. Boy, she sounds like a wonderful lady, doesn't she?
Bet she's on time to church every Sunday.
Absolutely.
Also,
there it is.
Hiding your insecurity behind your religious beliefs, I hate that.
Yeah.
There's clearly something wrong with that marriage.
Right.
And then she needs to give a list of things you can't do. You're not his mom. You're his wife. Just ask him.
Yeah. And the best bachelor parties are Catholic bachelor parties. Anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
Finally, Oscar China. Thank you, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, for making this come my way. China has launched a fresh crackdown on funeral strippers.
What?
I'm just letting that land.
Sure.
The Ministry of Culture said it would target obscene, pornographic, and vulgar performances at funerals and weddings. It followed reports in the state-run Global Times newspaper about roaring crowds, applauding, and cursing as women performed at funerals. The tabloid claimed that they sauntered into the crowd and rubbed men's crotches while occasionally reminding them not to take pictures. The culture ministry set up hotlines to offer monetary rewards for those who report funeral misdeeds in 19 cities in China.
Guys, China's got this all wrong. They're trying to fuel the economy.
Right.
An economy that's slowing down, especially with these tariffs.
Yeah.
They have to look at everything that's making the money go and the actual train run as a viable option.
The train run.
Right?
Train run, yes.
Yeah, sure.
I'm serious.
Hey, it's Oscar's take. I'm
just thank
nodding.
You.
Oscar's take. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Think
thank
about
you very
this.
Much.
How are we going to pay 20% more for these little toys for our kids at the dollar store? Hey, dollar store may not be around with China getting involved with
these
tariffs.
We have to change the name of it to the dollar 20 store.
Yeah. When they could just make these wonderful women just doing their job for a different culture. And who's to say that we don't celebrate this? And an Irish wake is a party.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We don't say don't party at Irish wakes.
Yeah. Right? But there wouldn't be any strippers there, I guarantee you.
No.
Why? Get in the way of the booze.
I got a list of 10 things I couldn't do at the wake, so I don't know.
But don't you think we at least have one friend that may be single that said, when I pass, please throw a big party, Irish wake style, and if you wanted to, bring some dancers along.
I think it's a wonderful right? idea.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Trust me, when I die, I'd like to see you stop partying.
Woohoo! That's Oscar's take. Thank you. Gentlemen, we will take a break. When we come back, it's the final audio vault of the week right here. I'm thinking right now when you mention that of the friends that we all have who would be at the top of the hit parade.
Jerky.
I know you have a lot.
Jerky.
Yeah.
Jerky.
There it is.
Yep.
There it is. Yeah. And he could bring his ex-wife. Anyway, that's it. That's fantastic. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. I'll drive a million
miles. This just in. Becky, this is hardly that.
Hello, friends! New and improved Jimmy products, and you can get them through the TMOS Shopping Center.
Love that, Jimmy.
Oh, no. With three great online portals to choose from, Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com and get shopping. Have them shipped to the store or at your door. Either way, you're supporting
I don't do it very often. I don't do it very often. I can't listen to it again. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, Jim Amato.
I liked it.
I know you did, Rob. I know.
That's
I
the
know.
Gag.
That's what I'm done. I'm with you, Mike.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. It's just long. We live in a crazy time. Internet, smartphones, two TV, TiVo machines, alcoholic popsicles, seedless watermelons, battery-operated personal massagers. You can buy a hamburger and a large orange drink, and you never have to leave your car.
Have you seen this? Crazy
orange drink. That's so McDonald's. Oh, delicious orange drink, sugar water, stereophonic sound, color, motion pictures, left-handed scissors, and thanks to modern medicine, hoof and mouth disease is practically a thing of the past. And now the modern world has extra fun too, because we have the TMOS bonus show. Extra TMOS every week to fill that gaping hole in your heart. The bonus show is 100% modern and state-of-the-art, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. Plus, you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please buy our bonus thing. Just go to our website, click the thing, and you're in business, baby. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy!
The TMOS bonus show, the future, is now. And now, without further ado, let's open up that audio vault that's standing by with its big metal door, and let's get to Rob Spiewak for Friday, June 7th. That June 6th, is this the anniversary? No. What is June? Oh, D-Day, June 6th.
Yeah,
sorry, we mentioned that. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I had a moment.
Would you like another orange drink?
No, I'm fine. I've got an orange Rubbermaid container with just water, H2O.
Ooh,
I have to apologize.
It's not vodka.
I have to apologize for killing a celebrity this week. We did not mention the passing of Leon Redbone because I thought he was a sort of a niche singer and not a lot of people knew who he was. But when he died, I was talking to Charlie Burney in Podcast Village about it. I said, you know, he did a great Christmas album where he does a duet on Frosty the Snowman, and he does it with Dr. John. He said, oh, I'd love to hear it. So I emailed it to him, and Dr. John died yesterday. I haven't talked about Dr. John in probably 5 years, and I mention him in Charlie's office, and he passes away. So you'll hear him as the voice of Frosty coming up. And you will know who Dr. John is because he sang the theme to Blossom.
Oh, really?
It's that guy, yeah.
So, hey, did anybody in the studio, in this studio, ever see Leon Redbone live in concert?
No.
This guy did.
Where?
In Poughkeepsie, New York. With my friend Chris Barnes, who's a radio guy.
Mm.
And we went up to see him, and he was on a double bill. It was Leon Redbone, and I will give $3 million to anyone who can guess who was on the bill with him.
Oh, man.
It's weird. It would have to be sort of a small act because it's not a big venue, and he's basically a one-piece guy. So I'll guess George Harrison.
No.
Oh.
Think quirky and also an actor.
Oh, God. A comedian?
No.
Hmm.
It's a musician.
Okay.
And also
George Segal.
Tom Waits.
Oh, what a weird show.
Oh, it was a weird show. Tom Waits spit into the crowd.
Oh, wow.
Got pissed at a guy in the front row and did one of the old spits between his teeth.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's done that before.
I don't need to take any more of your crap. Don't know like that. I'll never forget it. I was in the way back and I saw him do that. Yeah, it's a great show. Wonderful. Thank you.
Charming. Absolutely charming. Anyway, Safe Home Dr. John, Safe Home. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, by the way. And
Dr.
And Safe Home Leon Redbone.
Was Dr. John a New Orleans guy, Rob?
Yes, very much so. It's sort of a Creole spooky type of flavor on his first album. Right. Really good stuff and a very distinctive voice. So he shall be missed. Ken Jennings was approached and said, what about a matchup between you and James Holzhauer? He said, it's inevitable.
It's got to be inevitable. But Jeopardy only does those special tournaments every so often. And obviously, I can't get 29-year-old Ken to show up with his sleek 29-year-old brain, you know. It's got to be me with my broke-down brain.
I
don't mind this. This is, promote it. Start getting the buzz going. And
I paid to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Alex Trebek.
A pay-per-view for charity between the two of those.
That'd be great.
Guys, and Alex Trebek beat the cancer. Good luck with that. I hope that your remission continues. And and go ahead and go for it. This is great.
Third,
I love this.
They need a third contestant. And may I suggest Regis Philbin?
What is Rickles?
Who is Dean Martin?
Yeah. You would have the... there is a third wheel there that is probably...
He was an early guy, and all the Jeopardy players say, I can't think of his name, but all the Jeopardy guys say that he is the best.
A savant.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You go to the Chinese restaurant, you get the fortune cookie, it's complimentary, you pop it open, it gives you a fortune, and you ever notice the numbers on the back? They'll give you six numbers, right? Would you ever play those in a lottery?
I could, if I felt like it.
Yeah, sometimes when you do it, you can win $345 million.
We always give her the fortune cookie. And I said, save the fortunes for me, and I look at the numbers on the back of them. I want to play them, and that's where they came from. I didn't even know it this morning. I didn't look at the tickets, and I don't have the TV, the news to tell me. I got back in there and looked, and I said, dang, I got them all. I don't know what to do with most of it. I hope it don't change me a lot, and I'm trying not to change my life. Like I said, I'm still going to wear my jeans, maybe newer ones. Me and my brother had a deal to give each other $1 million if we won the lottery, the big, you know. And I called him a while ago when I got here. I said, are you ready to be a millionaire? He said, but I'm your only brother. Can't you give me $2 million?
He, of course, Mike, is from Brooklyn.
And he's the third Jeopardy contestant.
That's the third Jeopardy. He's not really from Brooklyn. He's from North Carolina.
There you go. All right. I like the brother thing. That's funny. That's simple and funny. Good for him. I'm glad people like that win the big money.
Taco Bell. I have never had nacho fries. Have you had nacho fries?
Oh, yeah.
And what is it? French fries with the stuff? Okay. They're bringing them back. And Taco Bell, master of marketing, what they have done is they have... Hello, old friend.
Go ahead.
They've gotten a real singer named Darren Criss, who has done a theme song to a movie they've invented that doesn't exist called Chasing Gold.
Okay.
This is a romantic comedy about the return of the cheese fries or the nacho fries. Check out this song. This does not sound like a commercial.
Your seasoning is my reasoning. The taste of you I could never replace. The melt of your cheese brought me to my knees. You got me begging, baby, please don't leave, 'cause you're the love of my life.
Talented guy.
He's a good singer.
Great singer.
But they do a trailer that looks like a Hallmark movie. Yes. It's so great.
Genius.
What's the company?
Taco Bell. The return
Taco
of the
Bell.
They're owned by Yum Foods, Mike.
You know the nachos for the meal portions of nachos?
Yes.
Have you stopped by, Oscar, and sampled that? How do you rate them? Pretty good?
Well, for the dollars, Mike, you can't get mad.
No, you can't.
You just can't get mad. You can feed a village for $100. A village.
Yeah. Very cool.
I stand by the fact that in the day, it was impossible to spend more than $11 at a Taco Bell. You go in, you can buy 75,000 things.
Last time I had Taco Bell, I spent $7, and I had like two fewer items because I got large items. And I sat there and I was like, wow, man, prices have gone up. I can't believe it. But I had like a bag of food in front of me. I said, relax.
They do it. And you know what? Corn chips and cheese. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Know who I bet loves that?
Who?
Luke Bryan.
Oh, you got it, didn't you? That he went to the amusement park?
He did,
you
but
see
that's,
what people sent you?
That's not the tape I'm going to play.
Okay, I know you love him.
Did you know he's got a tattoo?
I didn't know that. Let's listen.
This is how Dean said you actually had a tattoo of your wife's initials on your butt. Is that true?
Yeah, he leaked it out. So, yes, thank you, Jason.
What inspired you to do that?
Well, she started the trend. She put my initials on her butt. So I actually did it because she said I would never do something that renegade.
You're crazy. Crazy.
He hates Luke Bryan so much, doesn't he, Oscar?
I know.
He
really does.
I just want to keep you up to date. You keep me up to date on Justin Bieber.
He was at Hershey Fart the other day.
Yes, he was. I wonder if he rode the comet.
Mm. Yeah, somebody got a picture of Luke Bryan and Hershey Fart. Not to be confused with Gang's Dominion.
He's still holding grudge.
All right,
let us close with a news story, Mike. Dateline, Oklahoma. The FBI is looking for a serial bandit that wears sweatpants. She's hit four locations already. Let's go to the news.
She enters the bank and it's a verbal demands, very aggressive. She's left each bank with an undisclosed amount. One of the things that we would ask folks to be on the lookout is that she does show up in, hence the name Sweatpant Bandit, very heavy sweatpant attire, full length sweatpants from head to toe, a hoodie over her head, a dark sunglasses. Bank robbery
number
five.
Can you pause it right there? Pause it, okay? Just sorry, Miss Police Spokesperson. Okay. Sweatpants from head to toe
is
a misnomer.
It is.
You're not being clear, especially if you're looking for a criminal dumbass.
A big
sweatpants from head to toe. What? She wears the crotch over her face?
Mike, we reached the conclusion of the tape. I just want to end with this and tell you this, that in Oklahoma, they're looking for a woman, an aggressive woman dressed head to toe in sweats. They've arrested everyone at Walmart. Gone. That is your magic audio world.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right. You too, Rob. Hey, I got a tattoo on my butt, Renegade.
Hey, thanks for a wonderful week of shows. Great to be back in the Northeast. I'm very, very happy to be in one of my favorite places in the world, the great state of Maine. If you want to get a little break, get away from D.C., get away from anywhere in the Northeast, anywhere. Come up here to Maine. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to visit, and they'd love to have you. Our tickets are on sale for our Saturday night, November 16th show at the Zappos Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tickets still on sale. We would love to have you join us for two nights in a row. We'd love you to make plans to come for just Saturday night. There'll be two brand new shows, both Friday and Saturday night, but the Friday show is sold out. So get your tickets. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com. Yak Shack will be open. We love our calls on the weekend.
Yes.
All weekend. 24/7, 888-920-6673. And send Rob a lovely message for the mailbag.
Please.
That's Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
As we can all see, it's a lovely day, which would seem to indicate that the night is over.
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
And Rob, true love, will follow you forever.